Hi, I'm Elizabeth Chase. I've been a Belfast resident for 25 years. Thanks, Sid. I would like to say ditto to everything Sid Block just said. I had two pages of notes, and I'm just going to, most of which were just covered. The first thing I would just like to say is please don't vote on rezoning tonight. If I were to limit this to one sentence, that's it. And I thought I had read somewhere that Haim was going to be in town on the 2nd, but maybe not. But, yeah, if his designs are coming out in May, why make this decision tonight? Why not wait until after they reveal their project designs in May? I'm among those who tend to think this is a done deal, and maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But I would think that city council at this point, given the scope of the project, would like people better informed and more supportive at this time going forward with such a large thing. And in an effort to be not too long-winded, I'm just going to say performance bond. I don't know that I've heard people talk about it, and I have a feeling it might be too early in the process. MBNA came to town, built all these facilities, and then left, and we had a lot of extra office space. So if the salmon company comes to town and builds all these fish tanks and they leave, who's going to clean up the fish tanks? Let's see. I do have questions on jobs and other things, which I'm going to skip. Taxes. I've heard people say, oh, we're going to, you know, homeowners, and I pay real estate taxes, homeowners are going to see lower taxes because of this. I'm a homeowner. I'm not expecting to see any lower taxes because of this project. And if I understand, and I would like to be corrected if I'm wrong, that's you're not counting on homeowners seeing lower taxes. You know, you're maybe looking towards increased revenue for the city down the line, but that this is not a project to reduce homeowner taxes. Am I wrong?
It could be.
Okay, but I'm in any event.
You have 30
seconds. I'm not going to count on that. Well, Sid just mentioned a few other things. So again, I would urge you not to vote this evening. Thank you very much.
I just want to say
this is a hearing where we listen. So when you ask questions, we really can't. We're listening.
Not being rude.
Anytime you want to talk.